Glory to Jesus Christ. It is the known fact that human heart is not satisfied until finds God. This experience of people who experience this discomfort in heart. We were created by God, and God is goal of our life. And if we don't come, we are not coming closer to this, our goal, we will be not experiencing peace in our heart. Because real peace is given by God. And many people, they feel this discomfort of heart, they feel this calling of heart for fulfillment, and they are looking for different ways how to feed this desire, how to satisfy this desire of heart. But many times they are looking in different ways, in wrong ways. Some they think that property, richness, enough money will bring them satisfaction. Another, they are looking for human glory, glory of this world. And there are so many other things which people consider as a tool, as a way for fulfillment of desire of their hearts. Even many addictions has root in this, because if we not find joy in God, we will be looking for other joys, temporary pleasures. But it is, even we know that, and even we know that we should look our peace, our joy in God, still we, it's many times difficult for us to get it. I said, well, we see, we come to church, we pray, we try to go to do good deeds, but still this satisfaction is not coming. And then we are stuck in some kind of average Christian life. We don't want to give up our faith, even if we feel that it doesn't bring us this satisfaction we expect from. What is the problem? Why we have this feeling? And the answer is that we probably didn't go through deep conversion in our life as a Christians. Because we probably, it might happen that we didn't get good formation about spiritual life. Maybe we were not taught correctly what does it mean to be with God. Maybe we didn't have in our life enough examples how to live our life with God. Maybe we acquired many bad habits which keep us down and doesn't allow us to fly up. And this is very difficult for us to then to listen these wonderful moments from life of saints who went through radical conversion of life. This Sunday is dedicated to one of those saints, Saint Mary of Egypt. We have her icon here. It's a reminder for us. And we know about from her story, life story, this we know about her life, that for almost 40 years she was prostitute. She was enjoying life of this world. She was taking all pleasures of life. She had pretty good life, we would say, if we take norms of this world. She could afford everything. But when she, from curiosity, wanted to enter the church to see relics of the Holy Cross, something happened. An invisible power caused that she couldn't enter in. And this touched her so much. It was some kind of light or some kind like shake. And she started to questioning her life. She made confession. And then she went with few loaves of bread on desert. And she spent in repentance there many, many years, fighting with her passions, fighting with thoughts, and she acquired holiness. And when we listen stories like that, we are asking, we are moved, but we are asking ourselves, and with some kind of jealousy, at least it was my case, that I was a little bit jealous. Because I asked this question, why God gave her and many others this grace which caused that they were able to make this radical change in their lives? And why he didn't give this grace to me? Why he gave this grace to her, that she was able to open her eyes and to see what is right, and she was able to make this radical decision to go from one way of life to totally different way of life, full of repentance. She couldn't do it by her own power, by her own will. She did it because she accepted God's grace. And we can ask, why God doesn't help me in the same way? And this tough question, and we sometimes might almost accuse God that he doesn't care of our souls in such measure as he care about the Mary of Egypt, of other saints. But this accusation can be false. We have to ask, if we want to find answer to this question, we have to ask two questions ourselves. Do I want this? Do I want this radical change in my life? To be really holy? Is this desire in my heart? And the second question is very important. Do I ask God for this grace? Do I beg him to give me this grace of conversion? When I asked this my question, I was ashamed because, well, it's somehow natural we think that we want to go to heaven, we want salvation. It is natural, sure, I am praying for my salvation. But did I ask for this God's help to give me ability to make so radical change in my heart that I would really make firm decision to follow him with all my heart, without hesitation. And I have to admit that this prayer, this kind of prayer, was missing in my life. I didn't think about this. And I'm just guessing that probably you didn't think about this too. But probably this Sunday is calling us to do this. When we see this miracle which happened in her life, and when miracle which brought her on the path which led to holiness, why not to ask God to help us to go through this deep conversion in our life, deep decision for him, when he becomes everything for us? For sure, if we start to ask and we make this some kind of decision in heart that, well, I'm going to ask, and I am preparing myself to be able to receive this grace. If these conditions are fulfilled, God will hear us and he will give us his grace which leads to conversion of life. But we have to be ready for that moment, because this moment requires our response. And I was trying to find some kind of like example, you know, how to describe this moment of receiving, accepting this grace. And a lot of stories came to my mind. But you know, I would compare it to something what is the most powerful experience in my life. These moments which are very powerful in my life happened in the car. When you go in and you close the door and you go. But when we had first parish, I loved the parish very much and all people there. But when Bishop decided to give me another parish, you know, you pack everything to a truck, everything's packed. You say goodbye to people, you sit to car and you close the door. Very painful moment. Because you know that this closing of the door of a car is cut with your life. That you are breaking your heart from everything, from your home, which was this parish. You are cutting it from people because you will have new family. From the place, from your habits, from everything. It's a very painful moment, and it is difficult to make first miles after this moment. But then, slowly, your spirit is open to new situation. And the same moment repeated again and again. I left second parish, third parish. And everything was caused with radical change. Is it painful? Yes, it is. If we ask God for grace of repentance and conversion, it will be the same moment. The same moment we can expect that he will give us direction where to go. And it will mean to leave your home and to go to another home. It means to close the door. It means to make decision, yes, I accept this change, even if it is painful. But this pain will be transformed to joy of the new home, new place, new state of our soul. So let's ask Mary of Egypt. May she pray for us sinners too. May we are able with firm decision our soul ask God for deep conversion. And may we are able, and may we are strong enough to accept this grace and to really close the door to previous life and with joy start a new life. And taking this example about parish, without closing the door in my first parish, I would never know so many wonderful people in the second parish, which brought me a lot of joy and encouragement. Without the closing door, many times I would be not blessed to know you. And everything, each this closing door, pushed me somewhere which enriched my life. The same thing is in spiritual life. We will not grow if we are not making these steps with God's grace. Amen. Thank you.